James Harris is going to come and tell us how God has had mercy on him. We're so thankful you're here, James.
Thank you. Good evening. I'm James. James Harris. I am 21. I was born in Naples, Florida. Did a lot of moving around. Got a big family. Separated from that family. Did some growing up in New York. I found myself back down here and in a situation where I couldn't no longer depend on myself. I was incarcerated, facing a very long time for some things that I did. And that is where I met Eric. And through the grace of God, I was given a second chance at life. And, you know, the turnaround for me was in a cell and asking God to give me a second chance to do something that I had never done before and live a way that I have never chosen to live before. And I find myself today in situations that are irrelevant to my old lifestyle. And, you know, God's given me back, amongst many things, my memory, the ability to speak in front of people. This was not possible 15 months ago. The ability to have friendships, relationships, to support myself, to support others, to a certain extent. And to be able to look at myself in the mirror and be all right with who I am. And, you know, it took me a while to get on board with following Christ. I was very unfamiliar with it. So I started doing some Bible studies. Started reaching out to people that also study the Word and, you know, walk out what they read. People that really do follow Christ. And, you know, reaching out myself towards a community, a network of people that wanted to do better. And that when they said they were going to follow Christ, they did that instead of say it and go do something else. Along this journey, God's brought me to many different people for many different reasons, and He has allowed me to reach out to people. I'm in this program, and God had put it on my heart 7 months ago to start, 6 months ago, to start a prayer ministry, which is something that, if you look at me, at the start of this to now, beforehand, it's not something that anybody would have thought of coming out of my mouth. But that's not me. That's God through me. And, you know, God sends people to me now to pray for. So God's taken that self-centeredness. He's taken that shame and guilt, that self-worthless feeling. And He's taken that from me, and He's replaced that with dignity and the strength to do things that I never thought I could. And again, I'm standing up here in front of people that I don't know, but people that I know follow Christ. And I'm in a place now that I don't have to look over my shoulder. I don't have to worry about a chow call or violence in the streets. I just have to worry about getting through the next moment, and not through my own strength, through God. And, you know, He's delivered me from any cravings, any thoughts of, like, going out there and doing anything crazy. And, you know, I'm extremely grateful for what He's shown me, for what He's doing for me. I got to meet my nephew for the first time last weekend, and his dad's in prison, and God's just restoring families and my mind and my body, and it's just amazing what he's doing in my life, and I couldn't be more thankful. And to think that it all started in a jail cell, in the worst time of my life, and it's brought me here to the best time of my life, and I'm just really grateful. Thank you, guys.